Welcome to the Relatable Finance Podcast. Here are your hosts, Joseph Carl and Shane Phillips.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Relatable Finance. I'm Joseph Carl, and I'm joined by my colleague, Portfolio Manager Shane Phillips. We're both members of the investment team at Provenance Wealth Advisors, a financial planning and investment firm located in sunny South Florida.
So today's episode is going to talk about long-term thinking in a short-term world. And we were talking about this, and in today's environment, I mean, we have a cell phone that basically we can do anything with. And there's definitely positives to that, but what we're talking about were some of the negatives. You know, constantly having news, information, everything right at our fingertips, and you almost get addicted to it.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously get work emails on my phone. I also follow a lot of things on Twitter, which is fascinating and is full of information, but it's so much information that I'm constantly checking it. I kind of get caught up in it, and it kind of really makes me speed up everything else in my life faster than I probably should be going.
Mm-hmm. So what we're going to talk about today is how this long-term thinking in a short-term world relates to an investment portfolio, into financial markets, those types of concepts. And the first one to talk about today is an event that happened a couple of years ago, and it was called the Brexit. So basically, there was a vote in the UK to leave the EU, and how this kind of works with what we're talking about is it was unexpected. I know at the time, actually, I was flying to a bachelor party, getting text messages from you as the votes were coming in, and I was getting incredibly nervous on that airplane that day. But it was an unexpected event. People didn't expect it to go that way, and it definitely had a short-term impact on the markets.
Yeah, so you know, as a research group, this is something that we knew of well in advance, something that we watched very closely. We knew it was a possibility, but we thought the chances of it actually occurring were extremely thin. We tried to follow as many things as we could and try to pick up clues where we could. But at the end of the day, it was a big surprise when the results finally came in and markets reacted negatively because there was so much uncertainty. What does this mean? It had never happened before. Media was all over it. Some people who actually voted for it didn't even know what they had just voted for. So how does this relate to investment decisions? A lot of people, you know, felt as though they needed to take action one way or another, you know, sell their investments because this event happened. And the market did sell off for the next couple of days. But when you look at it 18 months later, that ended up being a bad decision. Central banks over there reacted. There's a charter in there where it actually takes, you know, 2 years for it to actually happen after they file for it. So, again, that's the short-term actions in the long-term world.
Yeah, no, exactly. And it's one of those things where maybe stepping back to think, all right, what actually did just happen? Like you said, some people who voted to leave actually didn't even know what that vote was for. So instead of taking an immediate reaction, in this case, in your investment portfolio and selling, maybe it would be worth it to take a step back and really see what the longer-term consequences were. Another area where maybe short-term thinking can actually be a positive, and thinking short-term can actually build up to a good long-term outcome, is saving. And I know we talk about this a lot, but I go back to my first job. I remember when I got access to our 401k, I think I was saving like $16 a paycheck. And to me, having just come out of college, had this pounded into my head, I felt like I was saving, you know, more than anybody else in the world. But just the idea of starting to save anything to me was a very big deal at the time.
Yeah, so I was the exact opposite. I had my first job a little bit earlier, between my senior year of high school and my first year of college, and I was fortunate enough to have a job with a family friend making $25 an hour, which at the time, and still is, was a really good hourly wage, especially if you don't have any expenses. But I didn't save any of it. I was completely naive as to how the world worked and how fortunate I was to have that little summer job. And so at the end of the day, I didn't save anything. And I could have saved some, just like you did, which would have grown to a lot more than what it was when I initially saved it. Or I could have, you know, paid for some of my college that I'm still paying the student loans on today.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the perfect way, I think, of thinking about it. You know, maybe it wasn't a huge deal looking back on it. I mean, $16, you know, a month wasn't changing my life. But the fact that you start to make those short-term decisions and actually for something like a 401k, it's automatic. I mean, yeah, it's going to keep on doing it.
With that being said, it was a great summer.
I mean, and then sometimes that's worth it, definitely. So to move forward, talking about market volatility. So it's something that has come back to the markets here recently. I know when we work with clients and then we look at a statement or a portfolio report and they've lost some money, it doesn't feel good for them. I don't think anybody losing money it feels good for. But to kind of frame it into, you know, a younger generation, you know, if people are our age, you know, in their 30s, in their 20s, in their 40s, whatever that is, but have some time until they need this money, the market going down actually isn't a bad thing for us.
No, it actually is a really good thing. I mean, if you look historically, and let's just use an S&P 500 index fund, for example, or the S&P 500 index, over the long-term time period, it's averaged, you know, returns in the high single digits, low double-digit returns over long periods of time. So any time period of short-term weakness can be viewed as an opportunity to get in at an attractive price, especially if you have a really long time horizon. That being said, we're humans, and recent events and this recency bias is a bias that we're all kind of susceptible to, whether we like it or not, kind of impacts our decision-making ability. Kind of going back to the Brexit, what's going on? This is crazy. I need to act some way or another. And in reality, you should be looking at it through a longer-term lens, whatever that longer-term lens may be.
Yeah, and I know we were talking to a colleague recently who didn't believe in the stock market. They said, you know, during the financial crisis, people lost money. That's not something that they want to do, is lose money. Obviously, the idea of investing isn't to lose money, but just having that mindset of, you know, short-term events or an event like that that took place over a couple of years affecting some of your longer-term decisions probably isn't optimal.
Yeah, so even a great investment strategy is realistically going to lose a little bit of money from time to time. It's not going to go up every single day. The only investment that's really going to go up every single day is going to be a checking or a savings account, and you're really not going to earn that much over a long period of time. So you know, in certain situations, and depending upon the client, short-term declines can be a positive for them long-term.
Mm-hmm. So finally, the last topic we're going to talk about is staying with the same idea, but thinking about short-term pain for long-term benefit. And I think kind of a real-world example of this is working out. I mean, I feel like when I go to the gym, I do 10 push-ups, I should walk out with real muscles. That's just not the case.
You have some?
Not yet. Definitely not yet. But when we look at this from an insurance perspective, and I know we talk a lot about term insurance with our clients, term insurance is something that makes a lot of sense if you have a family, if you have kids to protect, you have a mortgage, those types of things. But as you're making those payments on a monthly basis, it seems like you're just throwing away money because you're making payments and you really don't see the benefit. Something like insurance isn't there to, you know, pay off immediately, and something like life insurance, you know, might actually not want it to pay off. But it is there for a reason. It's there to cover up a risk, but that's another example of something in the short term being painful, but it's there for a reason. It's there for that longer term benefit.
Yeah, so I actually have an example when it comes to this. I recently got in an accident. I was rear-ended on 995. It wasn't my fault, fortunately.
Of course it wasn't your fault.
But come to find out, the person who was at fault only had $10,000 of coverage on their insurance, and they're responsible for three different cars. So that being said, when I initially got my insurance policy, I thought I was being really smart by having a high deductible. I had plenty of coverage, but I thought by having a high deductible, I was going to lower my monthly premium, and it was going to save me because the only way I was going to be able to have to pay this deductible if it was my fault or if the person was uninsured. But in reality, Florida is an area where people tend to have no insurance or be underinsured, and so I'm going to have to pay this deductible because the person has limited coverage. So going back to your point, short-term decisions and longer-term objectives, I should have took a little more time to look at the big picture. Probably just should have had a normal deductible, and it wouldn't have been less pain today.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, you know, stepping back and thinking about that rather than just saying, oh, I can save $10 a month if I do this, you know, it may not actually make sense. So really, I mean, as you can see, what we talked about today is, once again, this whole idea of a lot of short-term decisions coming up on a daily basis and really putting those into the correct context, you know, thinking about a lot of those in the long-term manner. There's something that you can do in the short term that maybe can negatively affect you, like we talked about with the Brexit, but there's also things like savings for your 401k, you know, making those short-term decisions can really snowball into a really good outcome long-term.
We hope you enjoy this episode of Relatable Finance. If you have any questions, please reach out to podcast@provwealth.com and check out our Twitter handle @financepodcast.
Provenance Wealth Advisors is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Any opinions are those of Relatable Finance Podcast and PWA, and not necessarily those of Raymond James. The information contained in this report does not purport to be a complete description of the securities, markets, or developments referred to in this material. There is no assurance that any of the trends mentioned will continue or forecasts will occur. The information has been obtained from sources considered to be reliable, but Raymond James does not guarantee that the foregoing material is accurate or complete. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision and does not constitute a recommendation. Investing involves risk, and you may incur profit or loss regardless of strategy selected. Diversification and asset allocation do not ensure a profit or protect against a loss. Investing involves risk, and investors may incur a profit or loss. Raymond James does not provide tax or legal services. Please discuss these matters with the appropriate professional.